The program you are about to hear is not an ordinary radio program. This program brings you facts and ideas that the liberal media don't want you to know. Facts and ideas that American patriots must know if our nation, our freedom, and our people are to survive. Like the patriots of Eastern Europe in the 1980s, American patriots are finally starting to be heard from. This program is the voice of those patriots, the voice of the decent, hardworking, and long-suffering American people. This is American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom, and this is American Dissident Voices. Did you know that the Los Angeles Police Department has orders not to arrest or disturb in any way certain lawbreakers who just happen to belong to an influential minority group? Did you know that openly racial organizations receive large sums of U.S. taxpayers' money on a regular basis? But that other racial organizations, which just happen to represent traditional Americans, are treated essentially as outlaws? There is a racial double standard in America and throughout the Western world. It's a double standard that says that black, Chicano, and Jewish racial feelings are good and healthy, whereas any manifestation of white racial awareness is somehow evil. It's a double standard that says that this program and the organization behind it ought to be outlawed and ought to be shunned by all right-thinking servants of Big Brother. Whereas similar organizations and radio programs which speak up for the interests of Mexicans, Jews, or Africans are not only laudable, but deserve to and do actually receive taxpayer funding. It's a double standard that says non-whites with poorer standardized test scores deserve preference in hiring or college admission, while millions of the sons and daughters of the race that founded and built this country are left out in the cold and will ultimately be asked to pay the bills for this treason. And it's a double standard that looks the other way at the rampant lawbreaking of minority criminals, while making the slightest infraction by a so-called prejudiced white person into a federal case with accompanying national headlines. We're going to pierce the curtain of media censorship and expose this double standard for what it really is. Next, on American Dissident Voices. American Dissident Voices, brought to you by National Vanguard Books. I have before me an exact reproduction of a motion adopted by the Los Angeles City Council, as introduced by 14th District Councilman Richard Alatorre and seconded by Councilman Farrell. Many of you won't believe this, but I'll be happy to send a photocopy of this public document to anyone who sends us a contribution this week to keep us on the air. This motion consists of a series of official changes in policy limiting the powers of the Los Angeles Police Department with regard to one specific category of lawbreaker, specifically illegal aliens, who, as we all know, are, with very few exceptions in the L.A. area, Chicanos from Mexico or other parts of Central America. In this motion, they generally use the euphemism undocumented when describing these flagrant violators of our laws and invaders and occupiers of our country. Let me read you just a bit of this incredible document. In Section 1, it states, quote, It is the policy of the Los Angeles Police Department that undocumented alien status in itself is not a matter for police action. Close quote. In other words, if you or I violate a law, no matter how small or insignificant the infraction, we can expect to be arrested, prosecuted, and punished. But if a Chicano breaks what ought to be one of the most important laws of all, the laws protecting our borders from invasion, his crime is not even to be noticed or reported, according to the official policy adopted by the Los Angeles City Council. In Section 2, it states, beginning in large capital letters, quote, "No arrests based solely on immigration status. No officer of the Los Angeles Police Department shall initiate an enforcement activity or police action against an individual solely on the basis of an individual's immigration status." Close quote. It seems a certain class of criminals is now immune to arrests and can break the law with virtual impunity. The hands of the police are tied. I ask, whatever happened to equal protection under the law? It seems that some groups, to paraphrase George Orwell, are now more equal than others. In Section 3, this L.A. City Council resolution states, quote, "No officer of the Los Angeles Police Department shall cooperate with the Immigration and Naturalization Service to inquire into the immigration status of an individual except and unless required by city, county, state, or federal law to inquire into the immigration status of an individual seeking LAPD employment." Close quote. So, the police are now forbidden to cooperate with the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and the only circumstances under which an LAPD officer can do so is when they're hiring new employees, and unfortunately, some outdated laws still on the books force them to hire individuals who are nominally Americans. But it goes even further than that. In Section 4, it states, quote, "No officer of the Los Angeles Police Department shall assist or cooperate with any Immigration and Naturalization Service investigation, detention, or arrest procedure, except or unless the department has probable cause to believe that the subject of the investigation has committed or is committing a felony." Close quote. Section 5, quote, "Under no circumstances shall officers of the department detain witnesses or victims or assist the INS in such detention." Close quote. Section 6, quote, "Neither any officer of the Los Angeles Police Department or department administration shall release or threaten to release information," and I interject here, "to anyone regarding an individual's immigration status," close quote, "unless a long and strict laundry list of conditions are met." Section 7 states, quote, "No officer of the Los Angeles Police Department shall release or threaten to release any information regarding the immigration status of a child under the age of 18 under any circumstances, except and unless that child has been previously adjudicated for a delinquent act." Close quote. In other words, if you are an L.A. police officer and you newly arrest a Chicano delinquent and you find out he is in the United States illegally, not only may you not enforce the immigration laws of our country, but you are forbidden from passing on the information about his lawbreaking to any other agency that still might have the authority to enforce those laws. It seems unbelievable, yet there it is in black and white. The Los Angeles City Council, effectively taken over by non-Americans and by traitors, openly declaring that its police department is forbidden to enforce the laws securing our borders against invasion, and putting every stumbling block possible in the way of the other agencies charged with protecting our borders. How much clearer do I have to make it, my fellow Americans? There's been a revolution in this country, and you lost. Do you expect any police force, politically controlled by groups hostile to our survival, to be of any substantial protective value in the riots and bloodbaths that are sure to be in our future, in the racial cauldrons that our major metro areas have become? How much use was the L.A. police force when black violence came to that city following the Rodney King? And, Mr. and Mrs. Ordinary American, if you are forced to defend yourself in such a situation in the future, possibly wounding or killing a marauding rioter in the process in order to protect your family's life and property, just who do you think will be charged with a crime? The marauding rioters or you? And what kind of a jury do you think you're going to get to judge your case when you are charged with a racist hate crime? And if the jury does, by some miracle, vote in your favor, do you think that the political establishment is going to let it go at that? What happened to the L.A. officers in the Rodney King trial when the jury acquitted them the first time? Something to think about, my friends. Something that you ought to sit down and think about for a long, long time. While you were watching Happy Days or Star Trek, your country has been stolen from you. It has been truly said that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And you, Mr. and Mrs. American, have been asleep on the watch. American Dissident Voices, brought to you by National Vanguard Books. I've got some more documents for you today that you've probably never heard of. How many of you have heard of a Chicano organization called La Raza? That group, whose name literally means the race, is much more than you have been led to believe. They distribute a publication entitled El Plan de Aztlan. El Plan de Aztlan is much more than a plan, more than a manifesto. It's really a declaration of war against us. They even have it available in English so that we Americans can read it too. So we certainly can't call their war against us a conspiracy or claim that they've been hiding their intentions. Let's take a close look at this Plan de Aztlan. Quote, "In the spirit of a new people that is conscious not only of its proud history, but also of the brutal gringo invasion of our territories, we, the Chicano inhabitants and civilizers of the northern land of Aztlan, from whence came our forebears, reclaiming the land of their birth and consecrating the determination of our people of the sun, declare that the call of our blood is our power, our responsibility, and our inevitable destiny." Close quote. I'm beginning to get the impression that when these Mexicans say Aztlan, what they're referring to is really what is now called the United States of America and Canada. Let's see if that impression is justified. I continue with the Chicano document El Plan de Aztlan. Quote, "Aztlan belongs to those who plant the seeds, water the fields, and gather the crops, and not to the foreign Europeans. We do not recognize capricious frontiers on the bronze continent." Close quote. Again, it's quite clear that by the bronze continent, the writer means all of North America. I continue with the quotation. Quote, "Brotherhood unites us, and love for our brothers makes us a people whose time has come, and whose struggles against the foreigner gabacho exploits our riches and destroys our culture. With our heart in our hands and our hands in the soil, we declare the independence of our mestizo nation. We are a bronze people with a bronze culture. Before the world, before all of North America, before all our brothers in the bronze continent, we are a nation. We are a union of free pueblos. We are Aztlan." And I'll translate the last two phrases. For the race, everything. Outside the race, nothing. Close quote. Now first let me say that I have nothing at all against Mexican nationalism, as long as they confine both themselves and their ambitions to south of the Rio Grande. But I must also say that El Plan de Aztlán sounds to me like a racial declaration of war against white Americans. It certainly is not a manifesto of integration and interracial brotherhood, is it? Yet, where are the television and newspaper reporters? Where are the editorial writers and commentators? Where are Geraldo Rivera and Donahue when it comes to the threat of Chicano hate groups or Mexican racism? Here is a well-organized group, calling itself The Race, no less, which receives recognition and even funding from major institutions like city governments and colleges and universities, and which therefore receives support and funding from you and me. A group which preaches the end of America as we have known her, and the foreign takeover of our entire continent. None of which they even try to hide behind code words or clever euphemisms. And the controlled media are virtually silent. Yet let even the slightest peep be emitted in favor of the values or even the very survival of ordinary white Americans, the people who founded and built this country, and the vicious media attacks begin. Racist, hatred, bigot, anti-Semite. They come from every direction. What an obvious double standard. What an obvious anti-American agenda. We Americans need to learn that the controlled media in this country represent the greatest threat to our continued survival as a people. The controlled media not only lie to us by twisting the facts and selective reporting, they also engage in brainwashing on a mass scale by embedding their multiracial, multicultural, one-world agenda into the plots and characters of their television dramas and comedies. Don't believe it? Listen to this, from the horse's mouth, so to speak, of the controlled media. Reprinted in Michael Hoffman's Researcher newsletter, this quote is from Newsweek magazine of March 29, 1993. Quote, "The white male in the world of images and ideas, he's taking a clobbering. On TV, the white male is a boob or a villain, not just in such shows as Roseanne, but in the ads, too. Everywhere in the culture, from low to high, is the image of the white male as ice person. Can't jump, can't dance, can't feel." Up to a point, trashing white males was good, clean fun, in the all-American of deflating the pompous and the powerful. The insufferable Jim Anderson of Father Knows Best richly deserved getting Simpsonized. Turnabout is fair play. Close quote. Well, I wonder just who it is that is turning the tables on us. Newsweek's writer didn't say. It is clear, though, that the controlled media have an agenda, a plan for the future of this continent that definitely doesn't include any place for white Americans, except perhaps as taxpaying serfs. So, keep your mouth shut and work hard. Unless, of course, you actually do care about the future of our nation and our people. If you don't want your children to grow up as slaves or victims in a third world miasma that would be America in name only. In that case, my friend, welcome to the growing ranks of the politically incorrect, the thought criminals who actually dare to cry out against the engineers of America's destruction. I suggest you unplug your television for at least a year. Get a copy of our book catalog. Start reading. And start thinking. American Dissident Voices, brought to you by National Vanguard Books. I think I've made it abundantly clear that there is a glaringly obvious double standard with regard to race in this country. Favored groups can insult and assault us, and nothing is said or done. Certain favored groups can issue manifestos calling for the invasion and takeover of this country, yet the establishment turns a blind eye. Certain favored groups can break the law with impunity. Yet, let a patriotic white American speak his mind, which happens very infrequently these days, and judging by the media reaction, you'd think a felony had been committed. That's really more than a double standard. It's psychological intimidation. But more and more Americans are refusing to be intimidated anymore. More and more are speaking out, unafraid of being called politically incorrect. More and more of us are starting to realize that the America we loved is disappearing before our eyes, and we know that something must be done about it. But patriotic Americans desperately need education and direction. We certainly aren't going to get those things from the major media or the Republicans or the Democrats. And I'm afraid we won't get it from the safe conservatives or the media evangelists either. All of those groups are so tied into and dependent upon the current political and economic system that they would never do or say anything that seriously threatened that system. But it is the current system that embodies the racial double standard I've been talking about today. It is the current political and economic order that is choking the life out of what used to be called America. The current system is not the system established by our founding fathers. It has been slowly but purposefully changed until today. It is the greatest enemy of the future and their freedom. It is this system which forbids the discussion of the honest racial separatism that is the only chance for the survival of our or anyone else's nation and culture. There is no group, no organization, no radio program, no one on the scene today which tells the uncensored truth as we do here. We are not the brainchild of a powerful corporation wanting only to influence society to maximize its profits. We are not motivated by a narrow religious viewpoint among the many that divide our people. We are an organization of American patriots and racial patriots around the world who have rationally appraised our perilous situation, who have come together to pool our resources and join our hands to cleanse and restore our nation and civilization. I know that to someone who is new to our ideas, new to our point of view, that much of what I say may seem too radical or even unbelievable. But I invite you to check the facts for yourself. One of the best possible ways for you to begin to understand what has gone wrong with America and what needs to be done to set things right again is for you to obtain a copy of our huge volume containing the very best articles from our patriotic newspaper over a 12-year period. It's entitled The Best of Attack and National Vanguard, and I'm offering it as our radio offer number 4 to every listener who contributes $25 or more to keep this program on the air. The Best of Attack and National Vanguard is not just an ordinary book. It is a huge, virtually encyclopedic compendium of articles on every subject of interest to patriots, from history, politics, art, music, racial science, to philosophy and religion. Its 217 pages are oversized, packed with information, and copiously illustrated. It's not an exaggeration to say that reading this book is the equivalent of a graduate-level course in modern political reality. It is essential reading for every responsible and concerned listener to this program. Just send us a donation of $25 or more, money which is vitally necessary to keep this program on the air, and ask for radio offer number 4. Our address is National Vanguard Books, Department R, Post Office Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. That's National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. And don't forget to ask for radio offer number 4. Friends, please remember what I said earlier. Unplug your television. Learn. Read. Evaluate. Think for yourself. Think about the future we're making for our children and their children. And then act. This is Kevin Alfred Strom saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week on American Dissident Voices. This program is copyright 1993, National Vanguard Books. American Dissident Voices explores issues of concern to American patriots and to patriots of our Western civilization around the world. It is hoped that our listeners worldwide will gain an increased understanding of American and international political forces and events, and will use the knowledge gained thereby to promote the nationalism that alone can bring peace and freedom to the diverse nations and peoples of this planet. Please support our efforts to bring a voice of truth and sanity to the airwaves. We cannot stay on the air without your help. Please write today. Always mention the call letters of this station when you write. If you'd like to receive a copy of our big book catalog for patriots, containing over 300 books, audio cassettes, and videos that the censors of political correctness don't want you to see, then send $1 to National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. Our overseas listeners can send 2 international reply coupons in lieu of the $1. If you're a student, a senior citizen, or unemployed or disabled, we'll send you the catalog for free. Write to National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. This program is pre-recorded and comes to you from the United States of America.